Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. I keep trying to find the words to express the feelings I have about what's been going on the last week and a half or so. And I have trouble putting my my feelings to words on days where it's a much less contentious day. Just what's going on? It's been too much, and trying to sort through it all and get the facts one way or the other. I can find things on all parts of the spectrum to agree with, and I can find parts of things and in all parts of the spectrum to disagree with, as hard as it is to try and find the middle ground, it's very clear to me that people believe that there is no middle ground and you're either one way or the other. Pick a side and go is what I saw one Twitter account say. And it's hard for me to do that because, I think if you pick a label, right, there's a lot of, positive connotations and a lot of negative connotations. So it's not that I don't want to take a stand, but I feel like I don't feel like either side is the right side. The truth doesn't really care what side it's on, right? And I'm talking about objective facts. I'm not talking about subjective truth, which is a I've heard the term alternate facts and stuff being thrown around lately. It's depending upon your bias, you can find facts to support your position one way or the other. I struggle to try to find the objective truth, and it's really hard to find these days, especially in today's political climate where, you might be able to find, objectively what happened, right? In some cases, but everything just seems subjective these days. To try to find the objective facts everybody just interprets the facts, and that's mostly what you see. Rarely do you see the words that are said, and I try to find the source material and read it for myself to try and come to my own conclusions and then read through some of the opinions. But it's exhausting because there's just so much going on and as a result of that, it's been hard to find things to even just, the stuff that I normally try to do on social media, right? When I'm not, there's just so much politics going on that it's hard to just kind of sort through and find the infosec stuff or funny stuff or whatever. It's just too much. And I keep coming to the conclusion that I need to take a break from social media. I don't know that I can fully, but because it's part of my job and B, it's kind of how I relate to people. And C, it's kind of how I find out what's going on in the world because I don't sit down and watch the news or whatever. As I've been talking about, I'm trying to come to terms with what's going on and trying to call it back, but I feel like I need to do more of it, but I don't want to create my own filter bubble where I'm only seeing one side or the other. But it's exhausting to sort through it all. I mean, I found myself reading presidential proclamations different things on different sides just to try and understand what's going on. And it's exhausting. I mean, at the end of the day, I can't affect it, right? It's all just, if there was, I don't know. I mean, with all the stuff that's going on, there's really not a whole lot I can do to impact it. And yes, people are protesting and that's great. I mean, I'm not against people protesting. I just hope that it gets you can hope that it gets the result that you want. But at the same time, I'm pretty realistic and go that it's not going to, it may not have an impact. Maybe not that particular protest or whatever, maybe in aggregate it does. I don't know. It's hard to, it's hard for me personally to rationalize doing it. For the people that are doing it, great. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but to say for me, it's not something I feel the need to do. The issues are far more nuanced than, well, anybody saying, everybody again seems to make you pick a side. And I'm always about trying to find out what actually happened. And it's tough. And so I think, with that in mind, and the fact that I'm struggling to ignore it, really. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I don't think I can have an impact on it. So, maybe I can, but I don't want to do what everybody else is doing, because I don't think that's actually, I don't think that's going to make, maybe in aggregate it might make a difference. I don't know. It's hard for me to justify doing much of anything other than taking care of myself, taking care of my family. And I encourage people to do what they think is right, provided that they're not, harming anybody else in the process. And I realize that might even be somewhat of a contentious statement too, because who's to say what I do is harming somebody else? But I think you know what I mean. We all have to do what's right for ourselves. We all have to do what's right for the people around us, and realize that we can't solve the world's problems. It's as much as I like to try and do that from time to time. I can't. I know that I can't, and so I try to focus on the things I can affect and the things that I can do. And right now, trying to read through all the social media. It's exhausting, and I have a hard time understanding what humans do in times when it's not like this. In times like this, it's even more difficult. It's a shame that it's come to this. But I think with that in mind, I probably need to put this podcast on pause. I have no doubt I will return to it at some point in the future. It's going to get better, guys. I mean, we may experience some even darker times than now before it gets to that point. But I think in the long run, we're going to be better off. Having gone through some of this stuff, I don't know which direction it's going to go. It could go either way, depending upon which of the realities that you find yourself in. And yes, I do think that there's, again, depending upon what your beliefs are, I think there are very clearly two realities going on right now. Trying to sort through one reality is hard enough. Sorting through two is even more difficult. So I think for now, I'll leave this podcast where it is. I'll come back to it in the future, I'm sure. But for now, take care of yourselves. Take care of those around you. Try not to hurt anybody in the process. Do what you feel is right. And we'll see you on the interwebs. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.